Live. You can bring us anything that you want as we're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Lauren is going to tell us about how public radio is for moochers. We'll get into that here. Also, still talking about the dark wallet. I'll tell you more about what that is. Nona is on the line, though, in Texas to start things out here in this hour. Hello, Nona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Lauren, and Mark.
Hi, Ian. I just wanted to tell y'all that I've been a conservative for a long time, and y'all really kind of opened my eyes a bit. And I've been looking at Free Keen and stuff like that, and y'all are really kind of heroes to me. Really, government, even here in Texas, I live in a small rural town in Texas, and it's just gotten out of hand. So, also, y'all had asked about Wit on your Facebook page. I wish y'all would keep bringing him on the air, because I just enjoy it. But
I don't have a problem bringing Wit on the air. I guess somebody on Mark's show, maybe on Sundays, hasn't been doing it. If Wit is on when I'm behind the microphone, he'll get on if he waits long enough. But usually, you know, the general rule on callers around here is people that we don't know come first. And Wit is definitely somebody who is a chronic caller, so he usually has to wait. So sometimes that means Wit waits till the end of the show and doesn't get on. But ultimately, I have no rule against Wit.
He often calls in on Saturdays, which means that he has a difficult time getting on because, you know, Saturdays there's a bunch of calls.
If Wit were to call in this hour, he would easily get on because, well, you're the only person with us right now, Nona. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, really? That's cool. Well, I was wondering if y'all have thought about expatriating at any point, you know, because for me, seeing the government buying all those hollow point bullets and just their general disdain and, you know, towards people, I'm really thinking about expatriating as soon as I get the money, and I was wondering if y'all had ever thought about that, too.
Do you know where you'd like to go? Do you have any thoughts?
Yes, a Pacific Island nation. Sounds pretty good.
Any old Pacific Island nation, or just, sounds nice out down there.
Fiji or the Marshall Islands.
I would have to check the Marshall Islands. Those may actually be U.S. protectorates. But, I've looked into this expatriation thing. And so I went down to Belize a couple of months ago with this sort of, you know, an eye on whether I would want to live there. It's a place that English is the first language, and you can get by, with English there. They're very tolerant of people of different ethnicities. You know, it doesn't seem to matter to them. Of course, they look to bilk tourists as much as anybody, but, you know, not so bad all in all. It was a really nice place. But the one thing that having lived in New Hampshire and about around a bunch of people that are concerned about the ideas of liberty, is that, you know, there's never going to be another place like that. There's never going to be a place where people are moving towards freedom. All the momentum around the world, sadly, is going towards bigger government. Even the places that don't want to particularly grow their government, the United States is giving them money to build their government apparatuses inside their nation. So it's really a difficult place for somebody who's looking for a freer place to find one.
Yeah, I mean, really the only reason to go and expatriate and go to some other country, whether it's an island nation or South America or wherever it is you would end up, the reason to leave is essentially to run away and to disappear. I mean, if to me, liberty means something that I'm willing to put my freedom on the line for because I want to see other people have a chance at being more free as well as myself. I can't just stand by and watch as people are abused by the people calling themselves the state. And I know that wherever it is I move to, if I were to leave the United States, that I would still see the same abuse of people. Now, one could argue that there's less abuse by governments in other countries. That's probably true in some ways. But in other ways, there are still people who are being harassed by the police, people who are being arrested for nonviolent, victimless crimes. And I don't want to just go and, you know, live in some gringo, white bread neighborhood with bars around the house or you know, a big barbed wire fence or something like that and just live out the rest of my life. I wouldn't feel like I was doing anything important.
Yeah, I really have to echo you there, Ian. Being Objectivist Girl and having read Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged, Dagny decides to leave at the end. And in all honesty, for me, that was the most disappointing outcome of that book. She was my hero because she stuck it out. And then when she left, for me, that was
like giving up.
Yeah, it was giving up on society. And I understand that mentality. And you don't owe them. I know it was the point was that we don't owe them our lives. But that's the thing. It makes me happy to stay here and fight. And to because there are people that can't afford to move to Belize.
Mm-hmm.
And this country is the most likely to find freedom because of the fact that we were founded on freedom. And to be a patriot is to be someone that loves freedom. And we've lost that. The fact that people think that being a patriot is following the government, they've forgotten their roots.
It's hard enough to move to New Hampshire from Florida, as I did, and bring the ideas of liberty here and talk about them, because that stirs things up. It makes things difficult with some of the local natives who don't like the idea that, oh, you carpetbagger free staters, flatlanders, you're interlopers, you're coming in here trying to change things. That's hard enough to deal with here.
Yeah,
it certainly wouldn't fly in Belize or wherever else.
Imagine if you go someplace where you're clearly not native, and you know you're differentiated by ethnicity, and then say, hey, I'm here to save you folks. That's going to go really poorly.
At least in New Hampshire, there's a long history of freedom in this place, and that helps us.
But I think if you're going to hide in style, get a sailboat and move around the Caribbean. That way you're not in any one particular government jurisdiction any amount of time. And get a catamaran. That way you don't have to live life at 45 degrees the whole time.
So there you go, Nona. You asked, and you got a very lengthy answer from us. What further thoughts did you want to share?
Well, today I read a news story about a transient man who's chained Labrador was shot in the head by the police and killed, and it just got me. And actually, it happened in Sulphur, Louisiana, which is about half an hour from where I live in Texas.
And horrifying.
Oh my gosh, it just killed me, you know. And I at a certain point, I just get so tired of the people being apathetic around me. And I just want to say, you know what, y'all can have each other. And I just want to go somewhere else. You know,
if you love the ideas of liberty, I would highly recommend New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I was actually listening to Taryn Lupo, who we've had on the show a number of times in the past, and he's been living down there in Savannah, Georgia, and he's finally fed up. He can't stand. I'm paraphrasing what he said on the radio with Angel Clark today. He said he's fed up with being in a place where he feels like he's disconnected from everybody. He feels like nobody agrees with him and that liberty is dying every day more and more down there in Georgia. And he's ready to make the move, sounded like later on this year, to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Here you move into a community of people who understand freedom. Here you've got neighbors instantly who maybe they don't live right next door, but usually there's some of them a few streets away in the larger places like Concord or Manchester or Keene, for instance. So you'll have a built-in community of people who care, people who picked up their lives and have moved, which is a real level of dedication that the average person just doesn't have, and that's why we're having success here. Nona, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And when you get a chance, come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival if you can. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, come join us.
Porkfest.com, by the way, is where you can go. PORCFEST.com. Were you there last year, Lauren, at Porkfest?
No, this will be my
first time. This is your first time.
I know, that face you just made. Yeah, that's the face everybody makes.
It's very exciting.
And I hadn't come to Liberty Forum or anything. I just went ahead and moved here.
Good for you. That was the same thing with me.
I didn't want to visit. Like, I wanted to just...
I figured it was expensive.
This is going galt for me. Like, coming here is the closest thing I'm going to ever get to going galt.
Porkfest.com. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here in a moment. What's in store for you if you attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival? And if you go this year, you'll be a first-timer just like Lauren. And most of the people that go to Porkfest are brand new. Whenever I ask in front of an audience at Porkfest, how many are you here for the first time? I swear to you, 70 to 80% of the audience raises their hand.
It gets bigger every
year. Amazing. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts also more about the dark wallet on the way. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You gotta see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's brought to you by ProXPN, and we have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Coming up, public radio is for moochers. Lauren will tell us more about that. Also, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I mentioned it in the last segment briefly. But just to give you more information about what it is, Mark, how would you describe the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
A large camping festival in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, where liberty-oriented folks do a variety of things, from family events, shooting events, hiking, lots of speeches, parties, dances, all kinds of things. It is really a good time. I cannot stress that enough. It's a life-changing experience for many.
If you're if you've got a family, you're going to have a good time. If you come up with, let's say you've got a boyfriend or girlfriend, just your couple or whatever, come up, you're going to have a good time. If you're single, you're going to have a good time. I mean, there's just so many different types of people that are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Lots of them. Over 1,500 people who love freedom. That's the uniting theme among the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Not everybody agrees on all the issues,
no.
But we do agree that we need more freedom in general. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is put on by the Free State Project. It's kind of this yearly camping fest. Maybe you don't like to camp. They do have hotels in the area. There's a motel on the property, but I'm betting you that's sold out at this point. I've heard the
definitely.
Yeah, I've heard the campsites are sold out, but the RV sites are available. And that doesn't mean you have to have an RV. You can still rent an RV site and just pop a tent on RV site. So there's still plenty of room for you. It's not too late. The Porcupine Freedom Festival tickets are on sale online through the end of this month. And then you're going to have to do it like day of when you just show. If you're going to show up, you can still just show up. You're going to have to pay more when you do that. So get the tickets now at porkfest.com, and we will see you there, by the way. Free Talk Live is going to be doing our program live every single night. This is a week-long event. It's June 22nd through the 29th. That's the 22nd through the 29th, and that's actually right before, Lauren, you've got an event that you're helping throw in Manchester. The Atlas Society is putting on a convention. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So we're holding the Atlas Summit, and the Atlas Summit is basically 3 days. Four, if you're a student, we bring you a day early. If you're a student, we also offer you a free scholarship for students that apply for the scholarship. It's pretty easy to get the scholarship, and we have about 20 slots left. But the and you should get a hold of me if you want to come. But anyway, it's a great environment for learning about objectivism for the first time. It's also a great environment for those who are more advanced in objectivism, because the classes really cater to all different levels. And the other thing is, if you just really are curious what an objectivist is like, I mean, other than me, then, even if you just want to meet me, I'm going to be there. And we're going to be having a great time. And
this is an international event, though. This isn't just like a New Hampshire thing.
Oh, no. There's going to be people from Asia there, and which is, like, shocking. That's never happened before. And then Europe.
Well, it used to be a D.C.-based event, and now it's moved to Manchester. New Hampshire?
We always
first
get
year?
People.
Is it the first year in Manchester?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the first year in Manchester. We're trying to move everything.
So good excuse to come to New Hampshire early, right? Because some people like to come to New Hampshire before the Porcupine Freedom Festival and stay after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So this is literally the 3 days prior to, or the Friday, Saturday, Sunday prior to the Sunday that Porkfest starts. Porkfest starts on Sunday, June 22nd, and that's the very last day of the Atlas Seminar? What is it? The Atlas...
Atlas Summit.
Summit.
And yes, that's the other good part, is that you can just come up early, and we actually help with travel for some students. And what's great is that you can just go ahead and book your tickets to stay here.
And then go straight to Porkfest after
so
that.
Some of you will get your whole ticket paid for if you're inside the U.S., or some of your ticket paid for if you're outside of the U.S.
Where does one go to learn more about this event?
Come to my Objectivist Girl page, and I will
on
help
Facebook?
You fill everything
or
out.
Or on the website?
No, on my Facebook.
Awesome. So, very cool. We will update you more on that as we learn more about it. And again, go to Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. If you can only do one, do Porkfest. If you can only do a weekend of Porkfest, do the weekend. You don't want to miss this amazing event.
A lot of people are just going to do the weekend.
It's worth it. I mean, gosh. But I'll tell you what. The weekdays at Porkfest have become something else.
I prefer that.
It used to be so, like, the beginning of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, used to be kind of dead at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it would really ramp up on the weekend. Last year, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday were way busier than the year before that, and that year was pretty decent. So it's just turning into just a wall-to-wall festival.
I'm surprised they haven't incorporated that Saturday and Sunday prior to...
I bet they've been considering it.
That's the other reason you guys should come. So don't just come for the weekend. Come for Thursday, too, and make sure you're there early.
Are you talking about the Atlas thing or Porkfest?
It's for Porkfest.
Okay.
So I'm doing a talk at Porkfest.
On Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
On Thursday at 11 a.m., and you should all come because it's why every anarchist should love objectivism.
Oh, you know, it's interesting at Porkfest. There's such a large amount of people out there. You may have some challenging people in your audience.
That's okay.
With an event like that.
It's
a lot of people
can
handle yourself.
I'm
huh?
really not worried about that.
Okay, good.
I have logic and reason on my side. So
I'm sure
I'm
the
an
other
objectivist.
People think that, too.
I'm objectively right. I'm just kidding.
So come on out. You don't
at least when
this.
Shown wrong, if you're objective, you can see that you are.
Exactly. That's what's the great part about it.
Another thing that's great about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's one of the primary Bitcoin accepting places in the universe. I mean, the Porcupine Freedom Festival made headlines with Bitcoin Magazine a couple of years ago, because I think it was 2012 when it was pretty big to have Bitcoin at Porkfest. It was bigger in 2013. I mean, it seemed
it
like every
called
vendor,
the largest Bitcoin event in the world at that point.
Yeah, I don't know if that still holds, but it's certainly a big event that most of, I don't know if I, maybe it's not fair to say most, but a lot of the vendors at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, possibly most of them, are
probably
Bitcoin,
by the end of the event, they're all going to take
are Bitcoin friendly. You know, you can buy your ice cream with Bitcoin there. You can buy food with Bitcoin. It's just it's a really unique experience. Porkfest.com. So we were talking about the dark wallet at Wired.com. They've got a story about what is it? Well, it is something that actually allows you to obscure Bitcoin transactions. And the way it does that is it avoids privacy and trust problems in that, you know, the Bitcoin network's fully open. Anybody can examine it. By integrating laundering by default into every payment that its users make.
Hmm.
Its central tool is a technique called coin join. Every time a user spends bitcoins, his or her transaction is combined with that of another user chosen at random who's making a payment at around the same time. If, say, Alice is buying a pair of socks from an online sock seller and Bob is buying LSD on the Silk Road, Dark Wallet will combine their transactions so the blockchain records only a single movement of funds. The bitcoins simultaneously leave Alice and Bob's addresses and are paid to the sock seller and the Silk Road. The negotiation of that multi-party transaction is encrypted, so no eavesdropper can easily determine whose coins went where. And to mix their coins even further, users can also run CoinJoin on their bitcoins when they're not making a real payment, instead sending them to another address that they own.
Mm.
That's what I've tried to do just a moment ago. I published a dark wallet stealth address on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. I asked people to send something, but no one has done that yet. So I went ahead and sent myself something through the system. We'll see how it works out. It's Free Talk Live.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate courses. Correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Ian,
Lauren,
and Mark,
and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on the site. You know, one of the things you can do at freetalklive.com is you can send bitcoins our way. We got the bitcoin address over there at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Now, that's the regular bitcoin address. I have yet to put the dark wallet address up on the site because I'm really not sure how you use the dark wallet yet. Still experimenting with that. If you want to find our dark wallet address, what may be a temporary subject to change one, you go to our Facebook page right now. There's a post there about the dark wallet. If you want to test out the dark wallet, you can do that. I made an LRN chat room in the dark wallet service. There's chat rooms involved in dark wallet as well. So go and check that out. We'll tell you more about the dark wallet here in a moment. But you can also get a regular wallet from blockchain.info. And if you're a merchant services person, or if you're a merchant and you're looking for merchant services for accepting bitcoins from your customers, blockchain.com has a solution.
Right. Blockchain.com is a free merchant app. They have available there, I guess, a free merchant app. It's obviously blockchain.com, it's a website. But that's basically the purpose of that page is this free merchant app that you can use safely, securely on, you know, a smartphone or a tablet. You can use it through Wi-Fi or you can use it through your cell phone, whatever. You can accept, if you've got a physical business, this is really made for people who have physical businesses, you can begin to accept bitcoins easily. You don't want people to have access to your blockchain.info account, and that's the parent company there is blockchain.info. You don't want your employees to have access to that. So this merchant app's great because that way your employees can accept bitcoins, they can do business in bitcoins, but they don't have access to your bitcoins. There are no terms of service and no ID requirements of any kind. Imagine for a second, there are no terms of service for you to accept. It's just an app. download it and use it. Go to blockchain.com, download the app from Google Play, and get started. Zero fees. Blockchain.com.
All right. So you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the Dark Wallet. It just launched today at darkwallet.is. That's where you can go and download the Chrome extension and start playing around with this thing that basically is designed to launder money. Now, of course, it can be used completely legally as well. It's just essentially what it does is it kind of muddles up your Bitcoin transactions by combining your Bitcoin with other people's Bitcoin. And I did try sending myself like 0.0005 Bitcoin through their stealth system.
How'd it go?
It's called. It's still going. So
okay.
It's not exactly too fast. It's telling me that it's at like 2%, and it's been sitting at 2% for the last couple segments.
Does that need
you
to
know,
be some-
Ian, it's ironic that it's come out today.
What, the Dark Wallet?
Yeah.
Why is it ironic?
Because do you know what day it is, Ian?
May Day.
Well, sort
the
of.
National Communist or the International Communist Celebration
it
Day.
It is May Day. You're
yeah.
right. May 1st.
No. It is National Day of Reason, everyone. Hashtag Ayn Rand.
Are you sure it's not U.S. Loyalty Day?
No. It is okay. Definitely National Day of Reason. So go read an Ayn Rand book
wait,
in
wait.
Honor.
What does that have to do with Ayn Rand?
Because Ayn Rand advocated for reason.
Did she? But didn't she also support war? I mean, that's not very reasonable.
No, she never supported war.
No, okay,
no,
I
that wasn't a thing. No, Leonard Peikoff supported war.
I see.
Yeah,
and he was her boyfriend.
She said
or
that the no, that was Nathaniel Brandon.
That's right.
He's on the other side. Nathaniel Brandon's with the Atlas Society, and Leonard Peikoff's with ARI.
All right, thanks for setting me straight on that.
No, but seriously, Ayn Rand said that the second greatest evil in the world is war, right after
What's
dictatorship.
The first?
Yeah,
sure
you like her more now, don't you?
I'm not sure how you'd. Well, I don't have any problem with Ayn Rand. It's just that
the only way that
seems
you're
like
allowed
a cult around her.
The only reason that war is number two is because in the case of dictatorship, you're allowed to go to war with the government. It's not preferable, as I covered in an article of mine. It's actually not in your rational self-interest to go to war with the government.
The best thing to do is get out.
The cost-benefit analysis is just not good. It errs on the side of a peaceful revolution.
And frankly, if you look at the deaths in the 20th century, you'll find that it's dictatorships that killed more people than war did. War was terrible, and it killed tens of millions of people around the world. Trying to think of the Taipei Rebellion. Anyway, tens of millions, I don't think hundreds of millions of people killed by war, but hundreds of millions killed by dictatorships. So there you go.
So more about the Dark Wallet and how this thing works. It just hit the web yesterday. Darkwallet.is is the website. You can go and grab one there. It's free. So one of the things that it does is it mixes your Bitcoins with other people's Bitcoins in a way that makes
until there aren't any other, and unless there aren't any other Bitcoins to mix with, in which case it just sits there.
That's what I'm wondering, why mine is just sitting there. I mean, I would presume there's more than just me on this system, but who knows how many people have adopted this at this point. One Bitcoin privacy issue that CoinJoin solves, CoinJoin is the technology that they use to mix people's Bitcoins together, that it relates to what are called change addresses. Now, when Bitcoins from a single address are spent, the unspent fraction of coins are sent back to a change address that the spender controls. Future transactions from that address can be tied to the same user, but with each successive CoinJoin transaction through the Dark Wallet, the coins are mixed with another new user's payment, and the likelihood of guessing which change address belongs to which user is cut in half again. So when you start to join transactions, it muddles them, says the programmer. As you start to go down the chain, you can only be 50% sure the coins belong to any one person, then 25%, then 1 out of 8 and 1 out of 16. The conditional probability drops very fast. To protect the identity of the user receiving coins instead of spending them, Dark Wallet offers a different technique known as a stealth address. Any user can ask Dark Wallet to generate a stealth address along with a secret key and then publish that stealth address online as his or her Bitcoin receiving address, which is what I have done now. I put a Dark Wallet stealth address up on our Facebook page.
Real stealthy, getting on the radio
right
and talking
now.
About it.
Well, yeah, it's certainly not a surprise that you're going to be sending Bitcoin to Free Talk Live in that case, but just for those of you, if you want to test it out, you can do that. The recipient's Dark Wallet then Stand by. The Dark Wallet is when another Dark Wallet user sends payment to that address, Dark Wallet is programmed instead to send the coins to another address that represents a random encryption of that address. The recipient's Dark Wallet, am I losing you yet?
You're getting close.
Yeah. The recipient's Dark Wallet client then scans the blockchain for any addresses it can decrypt with the user's secret key, finds the stealth payment, and claims it for the user. The important thing is that when someone pastes your stealth address into the blockchain search tool at, say, blockchain.info, absolutely nothing shows up, says Peter Todd, who's a Bitcoin consultant who advised Dark Wallet on the stealth address feature. The payment is entirely hidden.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's fascinating stuff. Dark Wallet. So basically, this Dark Wallet technology will allow you, once you put Bitcoins into your Dark Wallet, so when you get the Dark Wallet, there's Bitcoin receiving addresses that will work with any Bitcoin client. So you get into your regular Bitcoin client, your blockchain.info, or the official Bitcoin client, you send Bitcoins to your new Dark Wallet address. Once the Bitcoins are in the Dark Wallet, if you know someone's Dark Wallet secret address, you can just send it to a secret address, and it's completely untraceable.
Now,
so if you want to send
this is the new technology here, because the fact is the coin washing that you were doing there, the coin join thing, I believe blockchain.info has that ability right there on the website. So you can mix your coins with somebody else when you're sending and receiving or whatever. And
this does it with every transaction. Now, on blockchain.info, you do have to pay a small fee in order to use that service.
Okay.
Just like you do with Bitcoin Fog, which is another Tor-based system.
What's the small fee? What's it like as far as
it's reasonable.
Costs?
It's fairly small. I don't know what the fee is. Less than a percent, maybe a percent.
Okay.
But Dark Wallet, I don't believe, is taking fees. I mean, there's fees that you're sending to the Bitcoin network to process the transaction, as you normally would with any Bitcoin transaction, but I don't believe there's any fees actually going to the Dark Wallet company. That's my understanding.
Okay.
So Dark Wallet's developers admit it's still at an early stage and that, like any cryptography project, it will only prove itself and patch its bugs over time. Taki says, for instance, the software eventually combined more than two users' payments in every coin join transaction and also integrate the anonymity software Tor. So it's not integrated yet. They're working on it.
Got it.
To better protect users' IP addresses in its current form, Taki says Dark Wallet protects IPs only by obscuring them behind the server that negotiates the coin join transaction. So they've still got some work to do, but it's out, and you can get yours at darkwallet.is, and more Free Talk Live is coming up.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Hey, if you're enjoying Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you may support the show by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Amp stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what we do with that $5 is we'll invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations. Just announced a brand new station today, and we'll be welcoming them this weekend. They're a new weekend affiliate. But you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp up for $5 a month. Use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. So you get perks, too, by the way, when you're an amplifier. You get the amp-only call-in lines, the brand-new amp-only Facebook group, which has been a pretty big deal. Lots of people post there every single day, which is very cool. Then there's also the amp-only forums and more. Go learn more and get signed up and help us out, because actually your amp dollars get doubled. There's some generous contributors. For the next several months, they have pledged to double amp contributions, new amp contributions that come in,
yeah,
up to $950 a month. We still could raise a couple hundred bucks a month this way with your help. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com for $5 a month. You can really help out Free Talk Live. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones here. Your calls and thoughts. We've got Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Wow, that was fast. Anyway, I was just thinking, you know, it'd be really wicked funny is, let's say a couple of players on the Los Angeles Clippers decided to be fags, and they're going to get married to each other. And then the Catholic Church comes out with a statement that says that that's sinful and immoral. And then the owners and the league have to figure out, should they come out and lash out against Catholics? Or would that be
intolerant?
Or are they?
Do the Catholics own any basketball franchises?
No, but okay. Some Catholic people go to these games, just like Donald Sterling has been attending, as until recently had the privilege of, if he wanted to, buying tickets and going to NBA games. And now,
yeah,
that privilege of buying tickets and
attending
games,
yep,
has been revoked. So now, if they say, okay, now, then they would have to decide, hold it, are we supposed to side with the people who don't like the queers, or are we supposed to side with the people that don't like the Catholics? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
I think it's this whole...
Sounds like a laugh a minute.
Sterling thing's a real mess, is what I think.
And this is the guy who...
The only adult in the room, including you, Tom, the only adult in the room appears to be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. His take on this, I thought, was really spot on. He said that, look, if we were going to go after Sterling for racial discrimination, we should have done that years ago when he was disallowing ethnic families from renting his apartments because he said that they stunk and they drew bugs. He said that what he's really concerned with is people's conversations being bugged so that, these salacious news organizations like TMZ can give, book contracts and movie deals to Sterling's ex-girlfriend or whatever she is. So to me, I think that's the most prescient, insightful statement.
My son told me that a reporter was commenting on this about, Doc Rivers, the head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers, who, by the way, used to be the head coach of the Boston Celtics, and here he is, the head coach, and his owner just got banned from the NBA. Oops, you called him his owner. You call an African-American guy having an owner. That was a little double meaning there, too. So I'm told he got in trouble, but just for accidentally calling the guy his owner.
Tom, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Witt, calling from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Witt.
I'm glad to hear you have a change of heart, Ian.
When did I have a change of heart?
Well, I'll never forget when I called in near the end of a show on the 23rd of March, and you mentioned the caller had called in and mentioned me by name, and I asked you, interesting, what did he have to say? And then, because I took your recommendation, I checked out the archives of Free Talk Live, and I found out that this rambling question asked by a kid named AC was called, well, that's a great question. Hopefully somebody remembers to ask him that. It was only 2 hours before I talked to you, but I never, that, what would be funny if AC would one of these days call in and re-ask his very convoluted
question. What was the question?
It's too long for me to quote. It's very convoluted, but you called it a great question. But I want to, what I find fascinating, Mark, this bud's for you, Mark.
I'm listening, Whit.
I'm glad that you want to talk. It's funny, I also was branded that same week a religious bigot, even though I'd never used the word.
So, Whit, you love to reference things in the past. Whit,
he is living in the past.
Yes, listen, Whit, you love to reference things in the past, so let me reference something I said in the past. Whit, here's my recommendation on how to make an interesting call. Because your problem isn't that you disagree. Wait a second. Let me talk. The problem isn't that you disagree with us. It's that you're boring, Whit. You keep on referencing things from the... Yes, you are, sir.
I'm not boring.
I put you on the Facebook page and asked everybody what they thought. And they said the first thing coming out of their mouth, man, was boring. And so I just wanted to make sure that you and I did not disagree on this. Here's my coaching advice for you on how to make a great radio call. Do not say I, me, my, or at least cut it out 90% of the time. Call in about an issue. Don't say I, me, my.
Well, I mean, some people are telling a story. It's totally fine to
That's true.
Use the term I.
I'm giving
Whit. The problem with Whit is he keeps talking about the same thing in the past over and over
again.
Right,
nobody knows what he's talking about.
So anyway, Whit, do you have anything new, anything fresh to bring to the table?
Speaking about religious bigotry, for instance, on the holiest day of my church's calendar, right out of the gate, somebody named Brian and this woman who called me a troll, so may I say that her Courtney Love's band, Hole, is what she reminds me of. That's what she is. They were laughing and making fun of Easter, and Mark, you had a nice belly laugh about it. And now, just previous to me, was a caller that's obviously a bigot against Catholics, because Catholics don't care if you're queer any more than they care if you're heterosexual. You're supposed to engage in sexual acts in matrimony. not outside of marriage. And yes, they would object.
All right, so you're all over the place. You're talking about, you've got, at least you brought something new to the table here. You've talked about, now hold on, you're just going to, shouting your way through this isn't going to work. So, and by the way, your phone sounds terrible.
You know, the other solution I had for the wit problem, and really, I mean, that's what I consider it. I mean, so boring, is that I was just going to give him like 30 seconds. Wit, say whatever the hell you're going to say, 30 seconds, go. And then, you know, just let him talk about how we've treated him badly and said we said this on this date and did that on that date and whatever.
Anyway, about the comments about Easter.
It's like an awful ex-girlfriend.
Mark, you weren't making fun of Easter, were you?
I don't know.
Brian and
Stephanie.
Don't
people have a right to disagree? I mean, I don't like Easter, then can I say what's... I mean,
you
it
should
depends.
Be able to make fun of whatever you want.
Did they have logical reasons for disliking Easter? Because I know I have some pretty logical reasons for disliking Easter.
Wit's back on. Go ahead, Wit.
Objective, this girl, Brian and Stephanie had fun in making fun of Ishtar as being like Easter and Ishtar, the same thing. They love making fun of religion. And again, I don't care if you make fun of me.
So do I.
Just let me respond. But Brian and Stephanie, again, Mark laughed at their mocking the Christianity's holiest day of the year. And I don't care if you're a Christian or not, but it just seems to me that previous caller is a disgusting man who likes to make fun of Catholic Church, and you're all cool with it. But
well, I'm not cool with what Tom says.
I got the impression.
Not his messenger, and I was branded a religious.
You must be new to the show, Whit. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. It just keeps going, doesn't it?
It's so awful.
A lot of times.
So awful. I mean, it's like, wait, if you want to have a conversation.
I don't know how you put up with this person.
Have a conversation.
Right. She doesn't want to have
Seriously.
A conversation. He just wants to call and complain.
I didn't think that Tom's call was anti-Catholic. I felt like it was anti-gay. You know, he laid down queers and fags, and Whit didn't have a thing to say about that.
That's because probably Whit's anti-gay.
People have been discriminated against by Tom based on their sexual orientation, and Whit doesn't give a whit, you know?
Yeah.
So, there
you
go.
He doesn't have any wit.
Now he's going to call and complain about you.
You have
then complain.
You
I
know
don't
that
care.
Lauren last week, she said something mean about me.
I don't care if he dislikes me. It doesn't bother me. There are plenty of people that dislike me. That's fine. I'm going to speak the truth. And if that's a problem for someone, they can stop listening
I don't know who's worse, Dave in New York or Whit in Arizona. Yeah.
Dave doesn't call anymore.
That's true. Dave.
I haven't heard Dave. I'm going with Whit.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Hour number three is on the way.
Look, call in about anything. Be as disparaging to us as you want. Be interesting. Have a conversation.
All right, so you can take control here and bring up anything you want. Public radio is for moochers. That's what Lauren is going to tell us about here in moments. Hour number three coming up next on Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current
income, replace
your income, you don't have to become one of those.
Then
give me a call toll free.
857-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.